Kai Tak, okay. Vincent, if you could.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, hi. We have had a meeting on the 16th of June. There are four items to be reported in this meeting. One, Kai Tak Fantasy International Idea Competition. The EKEO have briefed the task force on the latest progress of the Kai Tak Fantasy. We have also reviewed the four shortlisted entries and give comments. And the EKEO will consolidate members' comment in the public engagement report for consideration by the jury panel of the idea competition. Well, our comments will include issues regarding water activities, physical connection, and how to make that part of the Kai Tak area enjoyable by the public. Second, the presentation on walkable Kowloon East. EKEO also briefed task force on the initiative of creating a walkable Kowloon East in order to transform the Kowloon East into an attractive core business center. So the task force in general appreciates EKEO's initiative, particularly on enhancing the pedestrian connectivity in Kowloon East. Three, working session on Western Ventilation Building of Trunk Road T2. Actually, this is a follow-up of a discussion. So we have had a working session to review the design of the West Ventilation Building, which the task force has no objection to the simplified design proposed for the West Ventilation Building. And we also noted the technical constraint which hinder public access to the deck of the ventilation building. And rather, public should be encouraged to actually go to the waterfront public space instead of going up that tiny deck above the ventilation building. Finally, briefing on the public creative of Kai Tak development. Well, the Kai Tak office briefed member on their studies to explore making use of the public in creatives to promote place branding in Kai Tak district. The task force generally welcome the initiative and suggest the project team to consider adding other elements such as sculpture, arts and sound of taking off to remind public of Kai Tak history. And so overall, the members appreciate that place branding exercise. And finally, visiting to Kai Tak Cruise Terminal and Kai Tak Runway Park. So that was a joint visit with the Waterland Interface, and I will leave this for the KY's report. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Vincent. Can I just ask a question about Kai Tak Fantasy? My understanding is that none of the solutions can be delivered because they all involve major reclamation. Is that a fair comment?
Any government official to answer here?
I think at this stage, they welcome creativity, but then after collecting all the views, not just from the winning one, but all the other submitting bids, the EKEO would actually commission a planning and engineering study, another separate study, to examine the technical feasibility of the winning ideas and then formulate implementation strategies from then on. So they're actually aware, even in the competition rules, that some of these ideas could be in contravention of the PHO. So at this stage, I think they want to go wild a little bit and then come back with a more feasibility study afterwards.
Yeah. Any other questions, please? Yep.
Sorry, Chairman.
No, please.
I think I, in the capacity of the PA for the competition, I need to clarify that actually this the major concern on PHO have been brought to the attention of the four shortlisted participants during their preparation of stage two. It's up to them to, you know, to decide how serious they will to take this in line in their second stage submission. And no, I'm not representing the promoter, but based on what I saw in the second stage submission, there are entries that seriously taking into consideration of PHO, which could be implemented with only minor
good.
Revision right. in future.
That's good. Thank you. Thank you. That's encouraging. Thank you. Anything else on Kitech? Paul?
Just for the record, this is a typhoon shelter. It is sheltered water, one of the few remaining sheltered water in Victoria Harbour. The permanent use of this sheltered water for anything else than sheltering vessels as a priority would be a big failure on the right use of the water. And I think we'll have to be very careful with taking that. And it's then the Protected Harbour Ordinance does not only protect the harbour from reclamation, but in general degrading the harbour. If we're going to take that water and then certainly start using it for land uses and floating things that could be on activities on the land, then we'll have to wonder whether we do the right thing in the right place. So we've lodged our concern as Protection of the Harbour Order, the Society for the Protection of the Harbour, but we also, various other organisations, the Hong Kong Marine Industry Association, have also submitted their serious concern about some of these plans and the misdirection under the Kai Tak Fantasy.
All right, well, that'll be one thing that will be taken into account, no doubt. Yep. Thank you. All right. Moving on then.